Do you know that most of the Earth is covered with water? Yes, Hashem covered most of the earth with oceans, seas, rivers, lakes, streams, and ponds. As we dig very deep into the earth, again, we find water. Every now and then, there are clouds in the sky that bring us rain to water the land. You see, since life on earth is possible only with water, Hashem in his kindness made this precious gift available to us in so many different ways. Now Hashem gave water the power to cause the trees and plants to grow. We too must drink water in order to remain alive and healthy. In fact, it is for this reason why we make a bracha, a blessing, each time we wish to enjoy the heavenly gift of water. We recite the blessing Shehakol and thank Hashem for his kindness. Now, the more we realize how important water is, the better we can understand why the Torah is compared to water. Ein mayim ela Torah. The Torah is compared to water, for just like life is impossible without water, so the same we, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, cannot exist without the Torah. For the Torah is the true source of our life. With it, we remain a living and eternal nation from one generation to another. This is why the Torah is called Toras Chayim, for it is a living Torah that gives us life as it teaches us how to live. In the Talmud, we find a very interesting story about Rabbi Akiva, how his love to learn Torah was so great that he was willing to give away anything, even his own life, only to learn more of Hashem's holy Torah. Because of his unusual knowledge in Torah, many thousands of scholars would come to him from all parts of the country so that he may teach them Hashem's holy Torah. Now the king of the country where Rabbi Akiva lived was very cruel to the Jewish people. He made it very difficult for them to live as Jews. He didn't permit them to learn Torah or to practice any of the mitzvos. In fact, he ordered severe punishment to anyone who was caught learning Torah. But Rabbi Akiva's love to Hashem's holy Torah was so great that he paid no attention to the king's decree at all. Instead, he continued to gather thousands of students and teach them Hashem's holy Torah. Rabbi Akiva was once approached by a Jew called Pappas, the son of Yehuda. Pappas said to him, "Rabbi Akiva, what are you doing? Aren't you afraid of what may happen to you for this? Don't you know that the king ordered severe punishment to anyone who is found learning Torah?" "Well," said Rabbi Akiva, "in order to answer your question, let me at first tell you a story. One day, there was a very hungry fox searching for food. He came upon a river where he noticed all the fish were grouping together and swimming back and forth so very quickly. The sly fox thought to himself, I am starving. If I could only grab some of those delicious-looking fish, I would have enough to satisfy my hunger. But I cannot swim. How can I grab them? Suddenly, he came up with a sly trick. He called out to the fish, "Come here, come here. What's all the excitement down there? Why do you all look so frightened and worried?" The fish answered back, "Today, the fishermen are going to put their nets to catch us, and we don't want to be caught. So, we are swimming back and forth quickly. This is going to make it difficult for the fishermen to catch us." "Oh, how pitiful," cried the sly fox. "Oh, how pitiful. If I could only help you. But wait, I have a great idea. Listen to me very carefully, and I may save you from being caught. Now, if you will swim closer to me, I will be able to reach out and take you to a safe hiding place on the dry land, where the fishermen will never be able to find you." Upon hearing this, the fish called back, "Mr. Fox, you may think that you are clever, but what you are saying only proves how foolish you really are. You fail to realize how important it is for us to remain in the water at all times, even when our lives are in danger. For as long as we remain in the water, we may yet have a chance to be saved. But as soon as we leave the water, we are sure to die. You see," continued Rabbi Akiva, "the same it is with all of us, the children of Israel. For as long as we hold fast to the Torah, the very source of our life, we will surely be able to overcome all of our difficulties and outlive all of those who try to do us any harm. But God forbid, if we stop learning Torah, it is like taking the fish out of the water, where they cannot live at all. Let us remember, Ki heim chayenu, ve'orech yomenu. Our life is Torah and mitzvos. For Torah and mitzvos lengthen our days. Yes, dear children, let us remember the words of Rabbi Akiva. This will surely strengthen our emunah and bitachon, our belief and trust in Hashem. Yes, for this reason, Hashem placed water almost everywhere. For each time we see it, we ought to remind ourselves that Ein Mayim Elo Toror. That's right. We are to remember how precious and vital Torah is for all of us. We are to do all in our power to learn more and more Torah and perform as many mitzvos as possible. And in return, Hashem will surely bless us all with long life, filled with good health and happiness, both for our body and our soul.